Well, how do you measure faith? And how much would you want? Numbers don't really seem to make sense. 2, 7, 100 million? Seems kind of arbitrary. I mean, you could try percentages. You know, maybe you have 25% faith or 50% or 100. But how would you ever know what percentage you have? And who's to say what feels like 100% today feels more like a puny 5% in a couple years? I think a lot of us try to measure faith with how we feel. You know, if God feels close to us right now, or if we feel particularly grateful, faithful. But that doesn't really work either, because, you know, feelings are complicated. We don't always feel like God's here. I don't know about you, but I hope God doesn't depend on me feeling like God's here for God to show up. We can think about a comparison. Jesus does in the gospel. He talks about the mustard seed. You know, when the apostles ask him to increase their faith, he says to them, well, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Now, if Jesus is being literal, which I don't think he is, but if he is, have you ever had faith the size of a mustard seed? I haven't. And mustard seeds are really small. They're really tiny. So how big is our faith? I don't know how to measure that. And maybe that's one of Jesus' points. We can't really measure faith, at least the way we like to measure things. And yet, how many of us have prayed that exact same prayer? Lord, increase my faith. Help me believe a little bit more today. Help me trust that you're going to be there for me. It's hard today, and I need more faith. Maybe a decent attempt at trying to understand our faith and how we think about how big or small our faith is to think about those moments in our lives where we've had some. I want to tell you about an experience that I had. It was about 5 or 6 years ago, and it was so far the most faith-filled moment of my life. I was working at the church I just came from, Our Savior's, and me and one of the youth ministers in town decided to bring our middle school students tubing on the river. I had never been before, but it sounded fun. And so her and I decided we'd get kayaks, and all the kids would have tubes, and just in case something happened, we could, you know, paddle a little bit easier to get to them. So she went in the front, and I went in the back. It was a nice day. The river was mostly calm. It wasn't very high, except for one spot in the very beginning. The water was moving a little faster. It was a little deeper, and it was just towards the left. So all the kids make it through fine, except this one seventh-grade boy. He gets a little further left than everyone else, and he hits the current wrong, and he falls off his tube. And so he's floating there with his life jacket, and his tube is, you know, floating off to the bank. And we had just started. You know, we had just started a few minutes before. So I yelled to him to go swim to the bank, and then I start paddling to get to him. And so I don't want to ruin his day. We just started. And I'm not really sure, because I'd never done this before, if it's safe for him to float on the river with a life jacket. In hindsight, he would have been fine, but you can't know. So I'm going to be brave, and I'm going to rescue his tube. Now, his tube was a little bit ahead of us. The bank was cut in a little bit, and there was a tree that had fallen down. And so it made this whirlpool, almost. And so the tube was just kind of spinning there, stuck by the tree and kind of stuck in this undercut bank. So I start kayaking up the stream. Really hard to do, and I'm realizing the current is way stronger than I realized, and water is seeping into the kayak, and I start losing the paddle. I catch it, and I give up and flip around and go meet him again. But I'm not going to give up on the tube, because I don't want to ruin his day, and I'm kind of scared. So we start climbing through the bushes and the trees, and we're going to walk to the tube. We do this. He stays on the side. And I see the tree that's down. And there's a branch above it. So I grab onto the branch and I kind of hoist myself on this log that fell down. And I start kind of shimmying over to where the tube is. And halfway in, I realize this is a bad idea. And the water's moving really fast. And I look back the way I came and there's no safe way to go back. And I look to the right of me, and this tube is spinning like crazy, and the water is spinning like crazy. And so I try to kick the tube free, and it comes free, which ends up scaring everyone because the tube is, alone down the river as they're looking for us. So now I'm stuck, and we don't even have a tube. And I'm just kind of holding onto this branch, and my shoes have been sucked off my feet because the water's moving so strong, and I'm looking down, and I realize, like, if I let go, I'm going to get sucked underneath the bank, and I'm going to drown. And all I can think about is, I'm going to drown, and this kid is going to watch me. I have no idea what to do. And I start panicking. I'm trying not to cry, and I pray, and I prayed differently than I've ever prayed before in my life. And I said, God, save me. Can't know if it's going to happen, but I trusted in that moment that God would actually do it. And right after I had this moment of like mental clarity and courage, and I think even some like physical strength, and I grabbed that branch ahead of me, and I like hoisted myself over this whirlpool and got back on the bank safely, and we climbed up and we were okay. And it's a really powerful moment in my faith because I've just never had that kind of faith before, that kind of trust and helplessness. And I share it because I think some of you probably have stories like that where you had trust that you've never had before, or God seemed so close and so present, and faith was so powerful. And sometimes those moments that we look back to can sustain us when we don't feel that way. But I tell that story actually more so to say, that's not what my faith is like. Most of the time, that's not the kind of trust I have. That's not what my life looks like every day. My life is way more normal. My faith life is, it's just kind of regular, like all of ours. Faith isn't always so profound. And I wonder if that's okay. If the faith that we have been given today is good enough, and if God gives us the kind of faith we need when we need it. I was reading a commentary this week by David Lohse. He's the president at the Lutheran Theological Seminary at Philadelphia. And he has always some good commentaries on the text. And so I'm going to read just a couple parts of it. He's responding to the second half of the gospel text, talking about just doing the things that need to be done. And he says, maybe Jesus' sharp retort was just what they needed. Maybe just what we need to orient them to the miraculous presence of God all around them and the totally sufficient faith they already have. He says, here's the thing. Servants aren't invited to the table with the landowner. They eat when their work is done. Nor do they deserve great thanks simply for doing their job. They just do it. That's more what faith is like. Jesus seems to say simply the willingness to do what needs to be done. Faith is not, in other words, some kind of scarce resource that needs to be saved or spent, added to, and all the rest. Moreover, faith isn't always heroic. Indeed, it usually isn't. But simply and humbly doing what needs to be done, big or small, great or mundane, just because it needs doing. And then he goes on to say, here's my question. Do our people know and believe this? That Jesus would call so many of the things, the unnoticed things they do each week, faithful. Showing up for work and doing a good job. Listening when someone needs to talk. Getting the kids off to school. sitting with someone in the cafeteria who looks like they could use a friend, volunteering at the homeless shelter, voting when the field of candidates seems discouraging, balancing the books for your business or your community group, writing a thank you note to someone who has done a kindness, cooking supper, praying for a neighbor who's having a hard time. And he says the list could go on, and that's the point. None of these is any big deal, and yet it's these kinds of acts that occupy so much of our lives. And so I wonder, you know, if that's enough. You know, if the faith in these moments, these simple things that we're doing all the time, if that's good enough. If it's not, we don't need more and more faith. Like we're somehow not enough, but God gives us enough faith. And I want to add one thing. I think it would be incomplete to say there are times when we struggle with faith, and that's real. There's times when we're saying the Apostles' Creed together and we're not sure if we're telling the truth that day. You know, or family or friends that you love don't care so much about the faith that's shaped you. You know, those things are real, and I don't have a great response to it other than to say, like, I think that's when we really need each other. Like, that's when we need to be church and community. You know, if you remember in the gospel, the apostles say, increase our faith. They don't say my faith, they say our faith. Like it's something that we do together. There's something really beautiful about resting on the faith of other people. You know, when you're in community, you don't have to have all the trust and the faith because you have this community of people who loves you and can do it with you and for you. You know, it's an incredible thing to be, you know, those days when you're doubting the words you're saying, as we're saying the Apostles' Creed or any creed, when it feels kind of shallow and small, and you look over to the person next to you who's saying it loudly, proudly, to rest in that and to rest in the prayers of each other. And so in that way, too, our faith is enough because it's our faith together in community. Maybe today we need just more faith in our faith. You know, trust that God will give us enough. Thanks be to God.